Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
And now a quick message from one of our show partners, Dove. Revive your skin with the Dove Nourishing Secrets hand creams and body lotions inspired by women's beauty rituals from all around the world. Available in 4 intensively nourishing formulas with ingredients like avocado and coconut oil blended with Dove's superior care, you'll find one perfect for your skincare needs. Indulge your skin and your senses in an irresistible new way. Take the Dove Nourishing Secrets Beauty Routine Quiz to find your nature-inspired match. Click the link below in our show notes or visit DoveNourishingSecrets.com.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty. I'm Carlene Higgins, and this is my co-host with the most, Jill Dunn. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Breaking Beauty fam.
So we're back. It's almost the end of the year. And Jill, tell everyone what we've got cooking today.
Well, you know, Carlene, I am like the FOMO queen, the fear of missing out. And I know my FOMO has been like a little quiet this year just because nobody's doing anything. There's nothing to miss out on. Mm-hmm. But I have missed out, I feel like, on a few beauty products throughout the year. You know, we only have so much real estate on our face.
Yeah.
And also just so many launches that sometimes we didn't get a chance to cover something when it first came out, but it's still been on our mind. And so that's really what we've dedicated today's show to. Some of the, in case we missed it, products that we want to test out, or in some cases, these were by request. Right, Carlene?
That's right. So if you're new to our show, our Damn Good segment is what we like to call our monthly product review episodes, where we test out products and tell you what's damn good. But before we get into that, Jill, is there anything I'm missing in terms of like what's happening in your life? We're always talking beauty, but like, am I missing anything?
Oh my gosh. Well, I just feel like everything is happening and nothing is happening mm-hmm. all at the very same time. So I just feel like I'm filling my days with, I got back into Pilates, which has been good.
Woohoo!
A lot of Netflix and chill time mm-hmm. and a lot of reality shows. I'm binging and enjoying to the maximum fullness all of the new Real Housewives or all of the Real Housewives seasons. Like right now I'm deep into Housewives of Potomac. It's so good. Don't sleep on it. And also my new favorite is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Wow. Wow. I'm sure if people are watching, they can relate. It is absolutely fascinating to see how these people live in Salt Lake City. It's pulling back the curtain on Mormonism and the money and the parties and Sundance and what it means to be a good Mormon. And there's so much beauty content within that show.
Yeah.
Like apparently like being Mormon means striving to quote unquote perfection. So like Botox is booming in Salt Lake. And one of the women on the show actually owns a beauty bar. So that's fascinating to see people getting facials, getting Botox, getting fillers. And it's like, and like she said, it's a never-ending market.
Wow. Okay. So
what about
hands up, guys, if you want like some kind of Real Housewives beauty episode, because, you know, we're taking requests.
That's right. Speaking of reality shows, another one that I can't wait to watch is Stylish with Jenna Lyons, and that's on HBO Max. I believe it just premiered this past weekend. And what's exciting about it, of course, Jenna Lyons was so iconic at J. Crew for so long, and she dressed everybody from the First Lady Michelle Obama to Lena Dunham. And she just really was, her style, her personal style was so signature. So I'm really excited to see this show. From what I understand, it's a reality slash competition show. And it follows young women and men, and they do a whole bunch of design challenges, I believe, and they're kind of like vying for a spot on Jenna's team. So that is right up my alley, and I'm excited to see what she's up to on that show.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I'm not so much into reality television and until the next Drag Race comes out. I have been going into the archives on HBO because there's no movies coming out. So
yeah,
I'm watching True Detective. Like, I'm digging in the crates here. Although I think on Netflix, you and I were talking earlier about The Queen's Gambit. I mean, that was the best thing
so
that
good.
Came out in so long.
Amazing. And like a beauty tie into that, I was telling you before that the main star, I forget her name, it's Anna something. I was staring at her face because the wigs are so bad in that particular series. I was so distracted. It was driving me insane.
Yeah.
Face. I was like, I know that face. And then I dug a little deeper into it. And she's the face of Victor and Rolf Flower Bomb, that iconic fragrance.
Yep.
And she was also the star of Emma, which came out this year. If you guys haven't seen that, it's total eye candy. Worth the watch. She was amazing in that, but she was had a blonde wig in that, of course. And I just didn't put it all together until afterwards. And I was like, oh, okay, it's all making sense now.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference that hair color, like people can just become unrecognizable. But yeah, it's like now you see her everywhere. I noticed she was on the last season of Peaky Blinders. Anyway, that's our TV update. Well, we better get into our episode. I was going to tell you a story about how I almost caught on fire when I was cooking.
Oh,
because
dear.
My scarf,
oh, dear.
It kind of lit up from the gas stove. But anyway, we better move on.
You got lit.
I didn't get injured, guys.
Okay,
that's
I'm glad.
The bottom line here. So,
oh my gosh, be careful.
So let's get into our episode today about all the products we didn't want to leave behind in 2020. We wanted to really be able to share them with you. So today you're going to hear about a high-tech skincare meets makeup device that means you may never have to wear foundation again. Color me intrigued, Jill. I can't wait to hear all about this. An eco-friendly makeup blender sponge, and some of our most requested products for review courtesy of our friends on Instagram and in our Facebook chat room. So you'll hear about Bobbi Brown's new makeup range, Jones Road. All of that and more.
Okay, so we are going to start off with a product line that came in September, and we were so excited about it, but it didn't come in time for our Damn Goods review episode that month. So we are going to review the Makeup by Mario makeup line. So Carlene, take it away.
I want to start with the product that I liked the best out of the collection, of course, is the Makeup by Mario Master Mattes Eyeshadow Palette. It's $48 US and $64 Canadian, available, of course, at Sephora. So it's a cruelty-free 12-shade palette designed to go from natural to dramatic without causing fallout. Jill, you and I were both on the virtual desk side with Mario.
Yes.
He was so excited to launched his line back in September, and he's such a sensitive, like artistic type of human being. And, you know, he thinks very deeply, right? So when he was creating this palette, he was looking at the human body and skin tones to try to figure out, like, to curate this kind of perfect matte palette. And it goes from light to deep. Mostly all are warm tones. So there's like sandy tones and tan and browns. And there's only like one cool tone and one neutral. And I think that's why I liked this palette so much. It kind of took me a while to figure out, like, I have quite a cool skin tone with a lot of pinkness, that warmer eyeshadows look better on me. That's That's what the conclusion I came to. And so right. I just really like this palette because I find the tones are flattering on me, you know, period. And also, I think they're really kind of current. They're like autumnal tones, I want to say, with a bit of reddish undertone and like almost like orangey and ochres. And you can mix and match till the cows come home. Like every day I would do a different kind of combination of colors and they all look good. That's what I like about it. I don't love a palette where there's only a few shades that I'm going to use and the rest of them are just wasted. So for me, this will become part of my like permanent kit. I'll be using this all through 2021. But I do want to just clarify that this is a medium buildable type of a formula. It gives you blendable coverage. So what that means is that, and I think some people were expecting this kind of like pow type of a palette where you get like really
those
rich
Pat McGrath pigments.
Yeah, yeah, you get these really rich pigments. And I think, you know, in reading some of the reviews online, I think some people may have been disappointed. You know, if you think about his like YouTube fan club and the people who would do his master classes. But I remember he actually said in that virtual death slide that he didn't make them fully pigmented on purpose. He actually doesn't like that. And yeah. for someone like myself, I like that they are buildable because it means that, you know, as a makeup novice, I don't put a color on and it's like, boom, it's everywhere. And then I have trouble blending it and I've already made a mistake before I've kind of even started, you know? And I think, again, it just makes this much easier to use for myself. They're really buttery soft. There was no fallout. And so I loved that. Now, having said that, I don't have dark skin. So I do right. think that for somebody with a dark skin tone, maybe it's going to be too pale and maybe to build it up to kind of a medium tone isn't enough. A lot of beauty brands are probably thinking about is like, how do you make a one universal palette that truly works from really pale skin tones to really dark skin tones and keep everybody happy? And, you know, maybe it's about having two. And I think some brands have started to do this as well. Like, for lighter skin tones, for darker skin tones, even when it comes to eyeshadow palettes. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but for myself, I did enjoy this one, I would say. Did you try it?
Yeah. I loved that palette, although it did not hold up to my beloved Charlotte Tilbury matte shadows. Those are the creamiest, best ones going. Oh my God, they're incredible.
Yeah.
But I did like I really, really enjoyed the Master Eye Prep and Set kit. Mm. There's three different shades. Mm-hmm. It's there's light, medium, and dark. And what this is on the top, they look like two creamy concealers. And then within the same little handheld palette, there is a powder, a finishing powder, a setting powder. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that this was a very unique offering in the market. It is like, as it suggests, the name suggests, it's an eye prep palette. And then you can set your look with the powder. And mm-hmm. I was obsessed with the brush that he designed to use with this, which is the EF1. Mm-hmm. Kind of to your point, I don't know that this is just like you pick it up and immediately know what to do with it. I think this is sort of the whole Makeup by Mario line. There are some products that just make a lot of sense instantly for consumers, but then I think there are some products that tend to look a little more pro or feel a little bit more pro, and you need a little bit more of that masterclass sort of education to really know how to best use it. But I think that's by design. On the back of every single product, it says visit makeupbymario.com to get techniques and tips and tricks.
Yeah.
But kind of like this kind of reminds me of the Secret Camouflage from Laura Mercier. Mm-hmm. When that first came out, what, 30 something years ago now or 25 years ago, that was a pro product that I think a lot of people didn't really quite get at first. You're like, two shades, what do I do with these? Mm-hmm. But then when you learn to use it, you're like, whoa, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And that is how I feel about this eye prep and set kit, which I've been really loving and got more accustomed to using. So I think that's a winner. And I think the artistry and the meticulous level of detail that you can tell he put into these products, whether it's the curation of the colors, as you mentioned in some of the other palettes, the brushes are incredible quality for the price. And I think so he probably worked a lot with Sephora on that, like nailing the sweet spot of the quality and the price, mm-hmm. which I think they're getting very, very good at doing when they're collaborating with these artists, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know for that particular product he mentioned, he has the two shades because 99% of the time he would blend two different shades to get the perfect primer kind of undertone. And then that translucent powder sets it. And he likes to have that too, so that the eyes, the eyeshadows go on more naturally. But again, yeah, that's a product where it took me a while. Like, I forgot that he said that. So I was just using all of them. I'm like, do I use the powder first? Do I use the creams first? It took me a while to get it. So it was interesting because I thought with the Matte Masters palette, it's so easy to use. You don't have to be a pro. You don't have to watch a tutorial. But then with that product, I felt like you do, you know? And I think some of these other, like the Master Crystal Reflector products.
Yes.
I didn't
This is the highlighter.
I didn't really get them. Like, I used them as highlighter on my cheeks. It was way too glittery for me. If you like glitter on your eyes, sure, you can use them on top. But I didn't think they were as sophisticated as some other things on the market in terms of how nice and refined they can go on. But again, maybe I didn't get it. You know what I mean?
Well, I think I believe this was the one product he was the most excited about, was the citrine highlighter, because he was like, this is like the exclusive color. Like, it's just, you know, that level, what the artist cares about is not necessarily what the woman at home cares about. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that, but I think he's kind of tried to blend the two worlds together here. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be something for the makeup novice. And then there's going to be stuff that pros love too, or like the girl who's on YouTube and wants to pick up every single tip and trick that Mario has.
Yeah.
They'll be able to like have that sort of in the palm of their hand when they're using some of these products. And I noticed he's launching so many. So it's, I signed up for like the emails for his website and I'm getting like new launches, I feel like every other week, and good deals and stuff. So
more to come, more to come. I love that palette. I should also mention that the black is like five times deeper than other traditional black eyeshadows on the market, which I really liked because it gives you like a strong liner effect. Overall, I was into it and I can't wait to see what comes out next. Now, for the opposite gal who never watches a tutorial, you were testing another kind of line that is popping off. People are talking about, people really wanted you to review this line, Jones Road.
Yeah, so this is Jones Road Beauty. I'm going to show it to you. It looks like I took my lunch to to our recording. So it's like a paper bag, but the ones that never rip. It's like the cool girl kind of glossy paper bag. And so this is meant to be like your makeup bag clutch.
Can I just say, I feel like this is Bobby Brown's answer to the pink bubble wrap from Glossier.
I was going to say, this is like the 2.0 version of the no makeup makeup. Mm. So this is the new line from Bobby Brown, the iconic makeup artist herself. This is a collection of clean beauty products that are all about the no makeup makeup look. What else? Of course, that is what she is known for. She wanted to create the makeup equivalent of a Swiss Army knife that was easy, cool, multi-purpose, and clean, and to really designed to be used sort of on the go to nail any look. Really, it's all about that no makeup makeup. So I'm going to start with telling you about what I really loved from this line, and that is the clean mascara. It is $26. And what I loved about it, Carlene, is that it's an inky, inky black, ultra pigmented mascara. Now, some people might wonder about this line because it's clean. It is all cruelty free, but it's not all the products are vegan, because some do contain beeswax. So I just wanted to make that differentiation or that point made. So what I really liked about this, Carlene, is that it's a mascara for people who want their lashes to look big and bold. And I think I've talked about this before, how I found like a lot of clean mascaras, the performance is one thing, but sometimes it's like they're almost too timid to make a big, bold mascara wand in the clean beauty world, because they think that's not what people want, but they do.
Yeah.
And so this has a giant wand. It's wire bristles and it's a curved brush. And I just found that the formula went on beautifully. It didn't clump at all. And it actually performed and lasted and stayed on me, which is a rarity, let me tell you, when it comes to clean mascaras. Mm. I feel like one coat, it kind of covered everything. And I was honestly very pleasantly surprised. I really wasn't expecting it to deliver like that. I mean, I guess I should, because it's Bobby Brown, but I just felt like it like separated, lift, and volumized like in one swipe.
Yeah. I feel like she's all about the no makeup makeup look, but at the at the end of the day, she's a makeup artist and she knows like what counts, and lashes count, right? So she delivered. Yes. Any little tidbits on the rest of the line?
So it's still like kind of like Makeup by Mario. Like she's still launching lots of products. There's an eye pencil that's coming soon. But I would say the hero of the line is her Miracle Balm. And those are $38 and there's four shades. She sent me mini versions of these. I'm going to swatch it for you really quickly. Mm-hmm. But the Miracle Balm, if you were to get it full size, it's like the palm of your hand.
Okay.
That's how big it is. Wow. So it's quite large. It's meant to be used, I would say, generously. Uh-huh. And I'm holding the color up to the camera. So this looks like you just want to dive into it. This is the Miracle Balm in bronze.
Beautiful.
So it's really gorgeous, like highlighty, kind of like reminds you of like the Luminizers from RMS Beauty, right?
Yeah.
But then when you go to actually swatch it, Carlene,
yeah,
it's like this, it's so minimal
right.
that you can almost barely see it.
Right.
And so this is just meant to be the slightest hint of color that you would wear on your lips, cheeks, eyes.
Okay. Is it meant to be more about a sheen, a finish than a shade? Or
exactly.
Do you get a dewiness from it or?
You do.
Okay.
You do. Because it has argan oil in it and it does have jojoba oil as well,
okay.
which for me as an oily skin person, it's not really what I would be looking for.
Right.
So I just want people to know out there when you order these products online, it's not like you're getting Bobbi Brown 2.0, but it's clean. It's not like that at all. It's more in the vein of like what an RMS would be.
Okay.
Bobbi Brown's always like talking about a big part of her MO is like just enhancing your natural beauty. Mm-hmm. And so you're not going to see ever a mask of makeup with this product. I think for me, the other thing I want to just quickly mention is the Cool Gloss. It comes in 5 shades. It's $22. And this is very 90s. This is very much like I think a lot of OG Bobbi Brown lovers will appreciate this product. Now, I love the color, but it has my biggest pet peeve ingredient ever in a lip gloss, which is peppermint. I hate it.
Oh, hence the cooling. Okay, that's why they call it cooling.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, you know, those are my initial first thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's just not like, it's not going to be super pigmented. It's not about that. It's about like on the go. I've got this cool thing in my purse. Like, let me dab it on and like look glowy and gorgeous. The mascara, why I wanted to call that out specifically, it was because so few clean brands launch a mascara straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Yeah.
And so I think she obviously knows the right people to call to help her formulate something like this. And I was impressed with that.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try it. For those of you who are interested in sustainable beauty, I have another find that I definitely wanted to share with you because I think it's very unique. It's the Snow Fox Ultra Soft Coconut Eco Blender. It's $14 US. It is available on their website at snowfoxskincare.com. They do ship to Canada. And this is essentially an eco-friendly version of a makeup sponge. You know, we all know and bow down to the OG, the beauty blender, latex-free and also free of artificial colors and dyes. It's this gray color, Jill, I'm holding it up. This is the natural color of it. It's made from upcycled coconut husk. I think it's like 50% coconut husk powder it's made from. Designed to be biodegradable. So I guess you would dispose of it in the same way you would your beauty blender, but it probably won't sit in a landfill for like 100 years. I mean, totally dissolve within a year? Probably not. But to me, I see this as like a step in the right direction. And I was really curious to try this product because I always thought to myself, if they could come up with a really eco-friendly version of a makeup sponge, that would just be so genius. And I hadn't seen any out there. Although I should footnote, I think the beauty blender says that they're recyclable. Anyway, I digress. And so this product you use in the same way, they say you can use it damp or dry. I used it damp to apply my makeup. Right now, I'm just going to do a quick shout out to the Smashbox Halo Healthy Glow All-in-One Tinted Moisturizer. That I used it with. It's SPF 25, which I love. And this went on beautifully. Like it just, much the same way I tapped it on, it blended in really well. I thought it was great. I think the price is also really good. In the same way, you rinse it after every use and you replace the sponge after 3 months. Also, I should mention it comes in like your typical plastic box, but that box is made from 100% biodegradable plastic. So I think these are all steps in the right direction. I think we're thinking more and more about ways that we can, you know, condense the footprint in our vanity area and in our bathroom. Of course, we've talked about like makeup eraser is such a fantastic. We also talked about makeup erasers sponge that they came out with yes. that you can wash earlier this year.
Definitely a continuing area of innovation. And thank goodness for that, because I just think like it's, again, taking those very like pedestrian items or tools that we're using every single day and sort of thinking about them in a new way. That's always exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yep. And now a break from today's exclusive show partner, Dove. We love our sponsors. They help keep us on the air. We are so grateful. Thank you, Dove. Now, if you haven't heard of Dove Nourishing Secrets hand creams and body lotions, they're inspired by women's beauty rituals from around the world. Available in four unique formulas suitable for all skin types, you'll find one perfect for your skincare needs. First up, you can revive your skin with Dove Invigorating Ritual Body Lotion. It's a fast-absorbing formula combined with avocado oil that instantly softens your skin while its fresh, clean scent lifts your senses. Skin is left deliciously smooth and supple, and it's also available in hand cream to provide 24-hour moisturization. Who doesn't need that? Or you can treat your skin with Dove Restoring Ritual Body Lotion. It's a super rich formula made with coconut oil and sweet almond extractives that deeply moisturizes and softens your skin while its indulgent creamy fragrance comforts the senses. Skin feels restored and extra soft, and it's also available in hand cream to moisturize extra dry skin. Or you can indulge your skin with Dove Replenishing Ritual Body Lotion. This non-greasy formula infused with marula oil replenishes your skin with moisture, while its warm and bright scent of mango butter instantly delights your senses. Skin is replenished, soft, and looks beautiful. Or give your skin a luxurious treat with Dove Glowing Ritual Body Lotion. This delicate formula blended with rice extractives nourishes your skin deeply while its sparkling floral scent delights your senses. Skin is radiant looking and feels silky soft. Indulge your skin and your senses in an irresistible new way. Take the Dove Nourishing Secrets Beauty Routine Quiz to find your nature-inspired match. Click the link in our show notes or visit DoveNourishingSecrets.com. And now back to today's episode. How about skincare? What was something that you definitely couldn't leave behind in 2020, Jill?
This really piqued my interest because I was reading about this particular skincare device first back in 2019 at the Consumer Electronics Show. Mm-hmm. You know, that big splashy thing they do in Las Vegas mm-hmm. where it's like the future is now. So this is, it actually became for sale in October of this year. And this is the Opti Precision skincare device. It's a little bit of an investment. It's $599 US.
Ooh.
And it's available for sale from directly from their website, which is opti.com, O-P-T-E. This is a little complex to describe, so I will do my very best. So if you're one of our listeners who struggles a lot with hyperpigmentation, listen up, because I feel like this is going to be a game changer for you. So Opti is a handheld inkjet printer. That's right. Stick with me here. It's about the size of an iPhone, and it's able to scan, detect, and correct hyperpigmentation. So Opti identifies spots with blue LED light and a digital camera that's actually built in. And then a microprocessor inside the device analyzes the images and signals the device to deposit serum directly onto your spots. So they're instantly camouflaged and their appearance is reduced over time. It was incubated out of the P&G Ventures lab. So that's a startup studio within Procter & Gamble. So it's definitely got that heavy duty R&D behind it. Mm-hmm. And it was the brainchild of the same gentleman who created the CoverGirl Outlast lip product. And he's been working on this since 2007. So more than 13 years. So that's a lot of prototype. So this has already won the Allure 2020 Best in Beauty, even though it just came on the market. So I'm going to show it to you, Carlene, because it is a little complex to understand. So I'm showing you right now the case that it comes in.
Okay.
The actual wand itself that you use on your skin is like smaller than an iPhone. Mm-hmm. This is where you put it when you're not using it. And it's plugged in, as you can see. It's mm-hmm. like a little capsule almost.
Yeah, it's like half the size of a Kleenex box, I want to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So inside here, there's the handheld device, which is the part that you actually put on the skin. And there's another part over here, Carlene, that you'll see on the end. This is called the skin conditioning disc.
Okay.
So essentially in here, there's a skincare component. Yeah. And that's a serum that has niacinamide in it and other nourishing ingredients. Mm-hmm. And then in the wand, which I'm going to take out now, this actually has a cartridge inside like you would an inkjet printer cartridge.
Mm-hmm. Electric razor that you're holding in your hand, and it has like a bright blue zappy light coming out of it.
Yes, exactly. So what happens is Opti will scan, detect, and correct hyperpigmentation only in the places that you want it. Hmm. So this is something for those people that have maybe blotches on their skin or these hyperpigmentation bits that they from acne scars or from the sun that are just really annoying, and they make them frankly sometimes look older than they actually are. I know a lot of people out there can relate. I'm going to give you a little demo and we can talk through it. Ask me questions as
yes,
we go.
So it's got a blue light
and you just hold it close to your skin. You do your skincare and then you wait 5 minutes, and then you can use this tool, by the way, just so you know how what order to use it in. And then like when you apply foundation that covers your whole entire face, basically what this device is going to do is just scanning and looking for imperfections on your face and just depositing colors very specifically and very precisely on the spot where you need it.
Okay.
So I'm going to use it close to the mic so people can hear it. It's like clicking.
Oh, yeah,
and you can hear it there where it kind of like adjusts cadence.
Yeah.
So where I have more imperfections, let's say, that's where it's kind of doubling down as so to speak, and like scanning those and reading those and depositing the color. And it takes 5 minutes to do your whole entire face. Truly, the results, I just slacked you a couple of pictures, are incredible. Basically, you know, if you have any kind of like the woman that I sent you that has just like one big blotch, a big hyperpigmentation area, she uses this device and it virtually disappears like before your eyes.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And how many shades?
There's three shades, and they did say that it matches 98% of skin tones. So there's light, medium, dark. Mm-hmm. I got light. And because it's not like not trying to shade match the skin, it's trying to camouflage a spot, and it's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference in how they actually developed the formulations.
Okay.
And it stays on for up to 8 hours. It's completely imperceptible on the skin. It's like you don't feel like you have anything on at all, you know, because it does have the niacinamide. Guess you're getting the immediate benefit of it covering up the spot. But over 8 to 12 weeks, you'll see that brightening as well. Now, I will say they have a quiz on their website, like, is Opti right for me kind of thing? Answered the survey is if I were to have like cystic acne, and it says that it's not applicable for those types of skin conditions. It's actually, it works best on flat, smooth spots. So hyperpigmentation or an acne scar, it will take care of that. But like a raised mole or like a cystic acne spot, it's not really meant for that. And it's also not meant to cover like facial redness.
One thing that comes to my mind, Jill, or came to my mind when you were describing it is, you know, why wouldn't you just continue to use your spot correcting treatment, your skincare, and then put makeup on top? But truly, I think you do have to see these before and afters, because what's evident is that the person is not wearing foundation. So if you're somebody who doesn't wear a lot of makeup, but you have pigmentation and it really bothers you, and it's something like if you were inclined to go to a dermatologist, you know, to have this treated, but you're not like a big makeup wearer, I feel like this is the product for them. You know, you can have, you can get that little bit of coverage while you're working to treat it over time. And I think it's perfect for that person.
You almost have to try it to believe it, in the sense that you're like, it's weird. Like, what do you mean a printer for my face? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay. Whoa, it does look completely different. Like I did it on one half of my face and not the other.
Yeah.
And I totally saw
a difference. It just disappears, right?
It's like gone. It's like any spot that I had, it's like, it's invisible now.
Yeah.
And what I think is also important to note is like, it scans your skin in real time. It's not like it's memorizing what your skin is like.
Right.
So it's like, you know, we all have different spots that pop up at different times for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like that smart that it's adapting to your skin instant or your skin right. in that moment. Right. And I think that that's really cool. Now the downside, two things. Number one, the price is very pricey. Mm-hmm. Can't lie about that. And it's not like a one-time thing. You have to keep repurchasing the refill cartridges,
yeah.
which are about $130. They last about 90 days.
Okay.
That's not for everybody. A lot of people don't like that. There is an auto fulfillment thing that you can get done.
Yeah.
And then I think the other thing that's kind of a little bit aggravating to me is that you have to keep the little box that it's housed in, the one that you referred to as like the half the size of a Kleenex box, mm-hmm. you have to keep it plugged in at all times.
Okay.
Not only for charging, but just like
keeping the formula probably. Maintaining it.
For someone like me living in a city where I don't have a lot of counter space, I find that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Like I wish it was more like a wireless kind of thing where you don't need to be connected to a PC or an AC adapter.
Right.
See, it's talking to me now. It wants to go back and it's...
okay, bye-bye, little guy. So,
bye. Bye,
see you tomorrow. And I bet, mm-hmm. like, again, not to go back to old gender standards, but I feel like that probably a lot of men would get into this product. Who might not want to look like they're wearing makeup, but they have this, you know, instantaneous, really clever disguise, I think is, you know, it really would appeal to a lot of people.
And something else I wanted to mention just really quickly is like, I personally think that this has a lot of potential on the body as well, like across your chest. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be getting makeup all over like a dress or something, right? Like say if you're wearing, mm-hmm. you have sun damage there, which is, it's, who doesn't have sun damage on their chest? It's 90% of people, or on the back of your hand. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be wearing makeup. You'll wash it off, or just like it, you don't want to get it on things.
Right.
I think this has a lot of potential that way as well.
Cool. Okay. Well, piqued my interest. We're definitely going to show you guys the before and afters on Instagram when we post this episode, and also on our blog at Breaking Beauty Podcast. Check it out. So moving on into more traditional skincare, far more traditional, less future of beauty stuff. I'm rewinding. I want to talk to you about a new skincare line that's just come out from Clorane. If you're familiar with Clorane, of course, they are a French pharmacy brand that's really well known for actually their hair products. Their dry shampoo is incredible. It's a botanical brand, I think from like the 1960s. And they have dabbled in skincare a little bit. Like there's an eye makeup remover that a lot of people like. I think there might be like under eye patches that came out not that long ago. And their key ingredient is cornflower water, which is grown locally in the fields in France. So they've applied that, all of that, you know, botanical knowledge that they have and that organic ingredient to a proper line of skincare. So it's four pieces. Yeah. And the one I'm going to tell you about that I like the best is the Clorane Cornflower Water Gel Cream. It's $30 US at Ulta.com and $37 Canadian. You can find it at JeanCouteau.com. What people would really enjoy about this product is, first of all their packaging is like recyclable, sustainable, like made from recycled glass. And it's really pretty. It's like a clear,
beautiful,
purpley blue cornflower color. And it just looks like jello almost. And it's very, very refreshing on the skin. So like a lot of water gels, you put it on and you just feel like you've splashed your face with water. And I think that appeals to a lot of people with oily skin who don't necessarily want to have, you know, thicker moisturizers. I remember certainly when I had acne, I didn't. But mm-hmm. I think some of those water gel formulas can have a lot of alcohol and actually end up being drying. Or there's not necessarily a lot in this kind of like plant-based formula, or maybe you want to call it clean beauty. You know, this offers that, like it's 98% natural origin ingredients. And it also has hyaluronic acid. So it's really designed to like plump and brighten. And then also all of their products are great for sensitive skin. So it's calming and soothing as well. That's from the cornflower water. Doesn't have any silicones in it. And I just found like it was super refreshing. And I like a product like this sometimes when I'm using sunscreen on top. I don't really like to layer sunscreen on top of another like moisturizer. Mm-hmm. Lotion where it's, do you know what I mean? When it's the same texture, one on top of the other. So I think it's great for layering. In this day and age, and this is something we're going to start talking about more next week. I hope you guys will tune in. We're doing our end of year roundtable of the high and low moments of the year. We already recorded it. It's with Michelle Lee, the editor-in-chief of Allure, and Ate Jewell, who is a prominent beauty journalist from the UK. And one of the things that we talk about is transparency in the supply chain, what this brand is all about. They really pay attention to the ingredients. They have high standards about where they come from, how they are manufactured. And I think this topic about the human toll, some of the ingredients in our skincare is what we're going to talk about next week. So I wanted to highlight this because I think at this price point, this is a really solid offering.
They've been around for so many years. It's kind of shocking, frankly, that they didn't have more offerings in the skincare space.
Yeah.
Just for context, they are in the French pharmacies alongside the Bioderma, all of the French skincare like staples.
Yeah.
So it's like they're not going to launch something that's not up to that quality where people go into the French pharmacy and they expect a certain quality and expect a certain experience. And so I'm not surprised that they probably just worked on it, like perfected it. And now we get to experience it. It kind of sounds like it's a bit like K-beauty inspired too with the texture. When it's like French meets K-beauty, I always think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, they have like a sleep mask was part of the range as well. They also have, I think it's an eye serum with one of those metal roller balls. I do think it's interesting that they didn't come out with a traditional moisturizer, like a cream formula first.
Right.
I actually think it's great for all skin types because, like I said, it's great for layering. There's no animal origin ingredients in it. And like I said, I think that short production cycle, that idea of like locally grown ingredients and manufacturing is, it's just about like more responsible way of doing beauty. And kind of use that as my segue into another skincare line, which launched in 2019. So you might say, why am I talking about it? But I just discovered it and I like it so much that I want to share it. It's Fortuna. This is a line that actually I first heard about when we interviewed Pia Barancini. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's definitely been on. I see so many people, like influencers, talking about it since it launched. And it seems like the textures are like to die for.
It's packed with antioxidants. That's really what this whole range is all about. Wild ingredients, wild, like native wildlife to these Sicilian fields.
Travel through our skincare. We go to France, we go to Italy because we can't actually go.
Exactly. And what I like about this line is, like I said, is that it's all kind of locally grown there. And it's all about like stimulating the local Sicilian economy and using like traditional methods of harvesting. But is that it does feel innovative as well. Like I'm using the 3-piece Skin Ritual Luminoso Transformation Set. They have a micellar essence, which is like a micellar water and a toner in one. I think that's cool. So clever. You can buy it on its own. I think it's around $80. The 3-piece set is $3.99. So it is pricey. I often have used micellar cleansers in the past. I've talked about them on the show. I really like them for sensitive skin because sometimes even when I just wash my face in the shower, even just the water makes my face red. You know, the temperature and the activity of the water on my face. So I don't get a lot of redness at all with a micellar cleanser. But sometimes I wonder like, what is left behind since I'm not rinsing it off? You know what I mean? So I think this is a very clever hybrid where the toner factor balances your pH, but it also helps to refine pores and has like antioxidant ingredients as well. 2-in-1, which is great for me, busy/lazy, you know, just been using this. And I think it's also calming. So I've been liking that because I was using tretinoin. I think I've talked to you guys about that as well. So I needed to really kind of step up like my calming routine. And of course, the third step in this set, there's a biphase facial oil, which is really beautiful as well and great when you hit that like Sahara dry point in your tretinoin journey, you know?
The packaging on this line too, it's just like, I don't know what it is. It's so simple, but it's just so stunningly gorgeous. It's almost like what's the flower they have on the front of the bottles? Or it's like, it almost looks like a wax seal.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It's just so well crafted. It's really a beautiful line. And this is one to get on your holiday wish list if it's not too late. All right.
So is that everything? We recapped it all?
Before we close it out, I want to tell you about a product I've been using that I think is going to be big in 2021, but I'm not going to give you the full rundown of it yet. I'm just going to give you a sneak peek. Okay, Jill, I'm holding this bottle. It's not that attractive. It's called K Hair Pep, name of the product. It's by K18 Peptide, I think is the name of the brand. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. This was sent to me. It got on my radar because I noticed that Aura Colorist was using it. She's on Instagram as Aura Colorist. It's Aura Friedman. She is a New York-based colorist who, you know, we've interviewed her a million times in our history. She's really well known for doing like great bleachy transformations and rainbow hair and all of that, right?
Yeah, the mermaid hair colors and everything. She was definitely the forefront of that.
Yeah, so I kind of like follow her on Instagram and whatever she does. And I noticed she started tagging K18, and then I got this email and I kind of put it together. This product is meant to be kind of like an Olaplex competitor, one of these like keratin bond building type of a product. And I've been using this mask. You use it in place of your conditioner. You wash, you towel dry, you put in 3 to 5 pumps of this stuff. My hair was silky beyond belief. Mm-hmm. Like I'm telling you, it just, as a bleachy haired girl, and I know you're out there, you know that that's what you sacrifice. You will never feel silky strands again. Your hair feels silky. Trust me. After you blow dry
it. Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable. There's a lot of mystery surrounding this line. Mm-hmm. And that's because it's in the process of a rebrand. I think I said that.
Okay.
It will go under the name K18. You can go to their website. You can sign up to be one of the first to know about it. It used to go by another brand name. So there are articles out there about it. In Australia, apparently the founders were the founders of the original
microfiber hair towel.
Mm-hmm. I just think that it's kind of a game changer, but I have so many questions that they weren't ready to answer yet. So more to come, but I think this is going to be talked about in 2021.
Amazing. Well, thank you for that, Carlene. I'm sure people are going to be signing up for that newsletter to get more. I literally, while you were talking, I just did that. I'm so curious. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. And a quick reminder that every single thing that we talked about today, we listed it over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com/blog. And as always, we're always open to your comments, suggestion, feedback. If there's something else we missed this year that we need to know about, like please slide into our DMs and let us know.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday. Like a cherry bomb.